Tim, how are you, sir?
Good, dude. You know, Derek, I'm a little bit tired. I think you know why.
Well, I'm looking at your body language.
Yeah.
I was on Facebook. You and I talked. And I see you and Janelle taking, like, all your family, I guess, like 72 of you or something, on a bus going to somewhere. And I'm like, what is he thinking? But I'm sure it was paradise and everything was peachy and wonderful.
Yeah. You know, when you get family members, you got 16 of us traveling together on multiple planes and, I mean, and staying in one house together in another state, what could possibly go wrong, right? And we all love each other, right? Respectful of each other.
Everything's totally fine.
Everything's totally great. Fine. Let me share with
you. Gotta be.
I know people who know me, like, they know, really know me. Tim's losing his shit right now. Because, you know, we teach the disc profile in the battleground, you know, the personality types, and there's four, right? And you can have a little D, little I, little C, little S mixed together. But I find that I think most people in my family have like 92 personalities in one person. I don't know how that happens. Depending upon...
Times 16.
Right. But yeah, times 16. So it was 16 of us traveling together on a plane together. And, you know, people would say, oh, how many grandkids you have? And so I have like, well, there's 10 of us here, 10 grandkids there with their parents and a whole bit. And, you know, we get on the airplane. People say, oh, that's so cute. Isn't she beautiful? Oh my God, she's lovely. She talks, you know, hi, honey. An hour into the air flying. We're not even taking off yet. And these people are like putting their AirPods in. It was
changing seats.
Oh, it was
moving.
One guy did move. I'm like, you can't handle the heat, buddy. You know, yeah. Going up to the front of the plane. You can't hide from this.
Depending on the plane.
It was crazy. But, you know, depending upon the time of day, how hungry you were, you know, the moods change with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you're in the happiest place in the world, right? So we're staying in Myrtle Beach, right? We got a house on the water, on the ocean. Paradise,
awesome.
Pool, the ocean, hot tub. I mean, I don't know, freaking like 10 bathrooms, sleeps 28. There's plenty of room for everybody to spread out. What could possibly go wrong? But everything, and Derek, this is important. This is the message I want to put. I mean, even though this is kind of craziness, everybody who knows me is kind of laughing because they know I'm freaking pulling my hair out. Sure. And I can really flex with situations. I adjust. When you're at an airport and anybody who's listening travels, they know anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Sure.
And you have to give that pep talk when you're traveling. This is like travel advice to you people. Anything that can't go wrong.
Are you giving yourself a pep talk? Or are you giving the family a pep
talk?
Oh, this
is, I already knew walking into this thing, because it was I who planned this thing and I wanted to do this. It was a gift to my family for Christmas to get away on a vacation together. Things that can't go wrong will go wrong. I forgot this back at the house. Before you even left for the airport, you forgot stuff. And now you're late for parking. And then you're looking at your map and everything's red. And you have to be there an hour, and it's an hour and 52 minutes from it was supposed to be an hour because of traffic to where they don't have our reservations. We park, and then the plane can't take off. And then that connecting flight is late. And then this, and then somebody has to come over and check the tire on the plane to all these things that go wrong. I know you're laughing because you would love to be a fly on the airport wall and watching me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you think that vein on my head is like,
pumping. Sure. Yeah.
And I told them, look, we're going to travel. And one thing I can tell you, when I travel, things get delayed and I watch the people around me and they go crazy when things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I know if I'm in the airport and things are delayed, things happen, they lose luggage, all these things that can go wrong will go wrong. I accept that because it's nothing I can't control. And I'm going to tell you, Derek, and you're similar to my age, when you understand the things that you can change and the things you can't, it makes life so easy. Can I change this? No. Then I'm along for the ride. Let's ride this out. What's the most comfortable thing I could do in this ride? And it's for you or somebody, hey, let's go find a cocktail because I know I got another hour to wait. Or, hey, let's get a deck of cards out. Or let's play with the kids, you know? Let's play ABCs or whatever it is. Let's make the best of our time.
Right.
I see people trying to control the things they can't control. I saw my family doing this. I saw people around me. I saw people in the airplane. They can't control the freaking noise of all these 10 kids that are screaming. No. They all scream when the plane takes off because they get the butterflies. And it was a little laugh to begin with, and then it wasn't.
Sure.
And if there was like a way to push us out, I think that would have happened.
Just waiting for one of the flight attendants to go, Catronis, y'all got to leave.
The decibel, we can't. The pilot said, no, you can use electronic devices, but you got to be quiet. You got to be quiet.
Fighters, did you miss the Mile High Profit Summit in Denver? September 2023. If so, I have an opportunity for you right now to grab the recordings. You will get all the main stage speaker sessions. You'll get all of the breakout rooms. We had three breakout rooms with great speakers going on there. You're going to get all the handouts that were given and lifetime access to the event. If you just hit the link and grab them now, you get everything that we did there so that you can capitalize on the life-changing coaching, training, and information that we brought to over 400 attendees in Denver. Hit the link and get yours now. I'm out.
There's something that I, and adding to this, Derek, we hired a photographer, all right? I hired a photographer before we left because I thought it was important to get something to commemorate our trip. So we had family photos done on the beach. And I found this guy, as you can imagine, Google reviews, no questions, 105 five-star reviews. Did I hire him? Didn't even ask him a question. I just hired him.
Yeah.
Tell me how much it's going to be, and I'll send you the money. And that's as simple as that. So the guy shows up at the house, and I went out. When I saw him pulling in, I ran outside. I said, dude, we have so many freaking personalities here. You have no idea what you're walking into. Are you sure you're strong enough for this?
Get ready.
He says, well, my throat's a little sore. Sorry, I got a little, you know, cold. I says, you're not going to have a voice when you're done. I promise you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he says to me, Derek, he says, there's very few photographers can do a photo shoot with 16 people. We don't take them. He goes, I still do. I enjoy them because I know what to expect. And he said, after we're done, I'm bringing him back to the car, to his car. And he says, who organized this? Right. So as he said, I says, why? I question me. What makes you ask?
Yeah.
He says, because you seem like you're the guy in charge here, but it's never the guy. It's always the wife who organizes these photographs.
Right.
Which I was like,
which very common.
That's what he said. It's always the wives, and the husbands go dragging their feet, kicking and screaming to photo shoots because they don't want to be photographed. Right. It's like, Derek, and I'm going to tell you this from one dad to another, dude, I'm on the beach and I'm on the beach and I'm watching all my grandkids.
Yeah. The best. Right.
And the girls are dressed in white dresses and the boys are dressed with white shirts and the waves are coming in and these kids are freaking playing in the sand getting filthy, you know? And the parents are losing their shit.
Yeah. It's like, it's okay. Let them get filthy. Right?
And my eyes are like, yeah, no, they're all welled up. And I just can't believe that this is happening to me in my life.
It's the best thing ever.
And I'm like, I hope nobody sees me, right? Because there's a commotion around and the photographer's doing his shit. Janelle's doing her crap. Sure. My daughter-in-law, all these kids are doing their thing. And I'm just like, I'm an outsider. I'm watching all this thing. I'm like, this is the best of my life.
Yeah.
And it goes back to like, how freaking lucky am I? How lucky am I? I mean, are you kidding me? I don't have to be dead in order to see this thing happen, to have a photograph taken with families and family. And I'm the patriarch of all this. My wife and I made all this happen. Here I am watching this. And I didn't know she was watching me till she told me yesterday. She was, I saw you crying on the beach. I'm like, damn it. And then I start crying again.
Thought I got away with it.
I know. I got away with it. It was sand in my eye. It's like, I couldn't hide it. And I'm
I saw the sand. It's a salt air. But how awesome is that, dude? I mean, you literally were so present and you're able to be present because you've learned how to deal with difficult situations and you've implemented the things that you've learned and you've done all the things that you're supposed to do so that you can do this. And that's why we're here. That's why we're doing this. And I'm assuming you paid for this.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't ask any of my kids. My kids, you know, this is why, you know, this is one of my whys. And we have to, all of us, anybody hearing this. And if you know somebody who needs to hear this, share this, you got to know why you do what you do. Because it's not about having money in the bank. It's nice to have money in the bank, but when I can plan something and reserve a house on the ocean, to fly everybody, to pay for everything and hand cash to my family, hey, whatever the kids want, just make it happen. If you run out of money, come see me. I got more. And we go for candy. We do these things. And it may not be important to the parents, but I know it is to my grandkids. And it's more important to me that they remember that we were a family. We did something together. And hopefully, these ripples, these changes we make in our life, the sway we have on others, they're going to do it for somebody else.
Here's what you did, Tim, is a lot of people get confused, and it's David Goggins, I heard him say it, that you are your why. And I had to think about that for a minute, because we're always looking for what's our why, and we always go to family first, most of us do. Hmm. Well, that's fair. And then we go to team, we go to money, we go to things, you know, I want this, but it's back to the oxygen mask. You don't have oxygen. You can't breathe. You can't help those ones around you. So you are your why. You've spent time, invested time in yourself. You've made sacrifices all these years, and you finally found the right group of people to hear the things that you needed to hear, and you've implemented those things. So you built yourself so that you could put yourself on that beach, pay for that beach, pay for that photographer, be the patriarch, and go out there, typically the wives do, and handle all of that because it was important for you to get better so that you could share this stuff and create those ripples. You are your why, and you're getting better at your why as this evolves. And that's where we have to be selfish. Now, we have to be respectful of others, and we have to communicate what's going on, and we have to share how things are going to work out. I call it the success plan. Mm-hmm. We have to plan and communicate with our team and our family what it's going to look like to be successful. And we can talk about that on another podcast. But you're your why. You're getting better so that you can help those other people. And Tim, I'm so proud to be your friend. I'm so proud that I'm here to hear that story because, man, you were there in the now. You are so present to witness that.
Yeah, Derek, I go back to it. Blink of an eye, just I'm there again, you know, and the sun's hitting me, and it's like it's all there. It's just I still smell it. I'm still there,
yeah, and this is why we do.
We
this.
Can call on it, Eric, for those moments,
yeah,
where it's really hard to run a business. You go back to that, and if it wasn't for you and I, again, let's go back to you and I on that beach in Cabo San Lucas.
Yes,
6 years ago, 7 years ago,
yeah, 2015.
It's a long time ago, and. We did our reps. Yeah. We did what was necessary. So if you think that being part of a sales coaching group, being part of a business that has processes and marketing and all these cool things, all these non-cool things, right? To get to the, it's just like so many things going through my head right now. I'm walking on the beach every freaking morning by myself, watching the sun rise and people stop, Derek. The sun's coming up and it's like this burning ball and nobody talks. Everybody on the beach, guys are fishing, just hold their poles. They don't pull nothing. Everything stops.
Yep.
For that one moment where nobody's an asshole to other people. Right? And they're stopped in that moment. Okay. Right, it's true. And everybody's focused. I can go back to that moment. The podcast I'm listening to walking down the beach. It's the rent we pay. It's the time we have to put our rent. We have to pay our rent so we can have the cool things like I just did and I'm able to do and you're able to do.
Yep. Well done, Dan.
Thanks, Derek.
Proud of you, man.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you.